Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Elise Ben is here, too. Elise is one of the great members of our Brain Trust, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor. She's the person who helps small business owners, especially small business owners, put their best foot forward in the marketplace on many levels. She's the author of a number of books, including Stop Pushing Me Around, and she's our good friend, Elise Ben, and welcome back.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, Elise, we all do networking. Some of us do it very consciously, very professionally, very intentionally, very successfully. Some people just sort of stumble into it. And we do it, and these days, in the last few years, we've done it on kind of two planes, right? We've done it on the online world and in the face-to-face world. And so you say that our online activity can impact our offline activity.
I say can, definitely, because one thing I've seen happen, especially with the, as you're saying, small business owners like freelancers and people who call themselves
typically micropreneurs. That's what we call them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of them have been quite relieved, actually, that online networking has come to the fore in this way because they think maybe it means they don't have to do the traditional offline in-person live networking.
Big mistake.
I think so. Because I actually think the online networking, I mean, it's good for certain things, and I want to give you some examples of what it's good for, but I find if I only do online networking, I can't keep track in my mind of who I'm talking to and how they're different from this person, and
right.
It's just one big blur in my mind. Mm-hmm. That's kind of embarrassing when you meet some of these people in real life, and, you know, you've been talking to them online for a while, but you don't realize that was who it was.
Right.
So I'm writing an article right now about how online networking impacts and enhances, actually, the offline networking. And one of the ideas is that you can make an initial connection online through many different media, but that initial connection lays the foundation for a contact that you can make, an exchange you can have in person that would therefore be richer,
right.
Have more depth to it because you've already connected and you're not just starting from scratch.
And that's the crossroads, the nexus, the Rubicon, whatever you want to call it, between that little decision you just made just now, between online and offline. People in my generation have to be drug kicking and screaming oftentimes to go from face to face networking to offline to online networking. People in the Gen Ys have to be drug kicking and screaming to the face to face side of things, and it's almost like they bump into each other in the middle, isn't it?
It's true, and what I'm saying is that the ideal situation is doing both, learning both. If you feel comfortable with one, that doesn't mean you don't have to do the other, because they really work beautifully together.
And that's the key, isn't it? It's not just that you do both. It's not just that it's not either or, it's both and. It's that one complements the other. One augments and supports the other, and it doesn't really matter how it got started, where you started in offline or online.
Exactly.
In fact, if you're in sales, who isn't, right, Elise? If you meet someone face-to-face, you should try to connect with them online. If you meet someone, if you meet someone in online, you should try to connect with them offline. It's not either or, it's both and, isn't it?
Yeah, in fact, I mean, I have just tons of examples coming to mind as we're talking. One, a woman who I saw a tweet on Monday, no, Tuesday, that she was going to be at a networking event in New York, and I was going to happen to be in the city that evening,
right.
And she said, you know, come to this event.
Mm-hmm.
She was just speaking to the world. She wasn't talking to me. And I saw that she was going to be there, and I know that we've had all of this kind of virtual contact for years, but we've never met. I don't know what the woman looks like. And so I went, and I just shook her hand, and I said, hi, it's me. And she told me that she'd actually been on my email list for years and years and years, and, you know, so good to meet you. And who knows what's going to come out of that. Now there's an actual, real contact, and I
right.
just think it makes a much stronger impact.
Well, to the young people, I'll say this, and I've said this for a long time, face-to-face is the original social media. To the older folks, I'll say this. You, if you really want to be able to use networking as a tool, you must take advantage of the digital opportunities that you can of networking.
Yes, yes, and then I think so. What do people think that means? What exactly are the digital opportunities?
Well, the classic right? one would to me, to from a professional standpoint, is LinkedIn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and not so much Twitter or Facebook for professionals from a and in other words from a business to business standpoint, LinkedIn is really the best, I think.
I agree with you, and I do think that you know, as a follow up, just you know, traditionally it's important to every time you meet someone at an event. Do the digital follow-up also.
Right.
Connect with them on LinkedIn.
Or email, you know, and you can, you know,
both.
Reach back. Right, exactly. And see, what we're talking about right now, Lise, and I've written a whole chapter about this in my new book, is how you get in the door these days to have a first meeting with a prospect, with a suspect. Because people, you can't just walk up to an office, knock on the door, and be invited in anymore. I mean, people aren't seeing vendors. They're not seeing vendors like they did when I was a pup, you know, a long time ago. You've got to open the door before you get there. And what you're talking about, Elise, is how you do that.
Exactly. And there's one other aspect of online networking that is
quickly,
brand new,
quickly,
and I don't think
quickly,
people
very
are thinking,
quickly.
Okay, just the idea that you can know who is going to attend a meeting in advance because often they publish the list, and that facilitates the kind of pre-connecting.
Yep, and you can call it stalking if you want, folks. But I call it shoe leather. Good detective shoe leather work. Good prospecting practices. Elise Bennett and I will be right back. Elise, give us your website quickly.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Quick break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.